If a person caught themselves in a downward spiral, like all the things that are important to them seem to be falling away or depreciating, how would they stop its motion and turn it in the other direction?
It is an excellent question. That downward spiral is law of attraction at work. In other words, it started with a little negative thought. More thoughts were drawn into it, more people were drawn into it, more conversation was drawn into it until it became a very powerful, as you say, downward spiral. It takes a very strong being to take the thought from what is not wanted when it is intense. In other words, when your toe is really throbbing, it is difficult to put your thought upon a healthy foot. In those extreme cases, we would suggest distraction rather than trying to change the thought. In other words, go to sleep or go to a movie or do something that will absorb your thought.
In a competitive situation where one person wins the trophy means that the other person loses it, how can each of them receive what they want?
By recognizing that there are many and unlimited trophies. Of course, when you are putting yourself in competition and there is only one trophy, you are putting yourself automatically in a situation of knowing that only one will win the trophy. The one who is clearest, the one who is wanting most, and the one who is believing most will win it. Competition can be an advantage to assist you in stimulating your clarity of what you are wanting and to stimulate or enhance your wanting. And for that reason, it is good. But we would encourage you not to put yourself in competition where there is only one trophy, but instead to see this world filled with enough abundance that all who seek may achieve whatever they are wanting.
Is there anything that we can want that's unrealistic?
If you are able to imagine it, it is not unrealistic.
Well, does that mean if I can envision it in any way that I have imagined it?
As you are seeing yourself within that which you are imagining, you are attracting the circumstances whereby you will find the means to create it.
Can a person use the same process that you're teaching of creation to create what I call negative things, like taking the lives of others or taking things from others against their will?
Is it possible for them to create what they are wanting even though you are not wanting them to want it?
Yeah, I would say so.
Indeed. For what they are wanting, they may attract.